Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Rise, stand for the pledge and invocation.
Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone,
here.
Mr. Shealy,
here.
Ms. Dvorich,
here.
Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic,
here.
Mr. Salido,
here.
Mr. Marino,
here. A motion to excuse Councilman Julian is in order.
I'll make
it. Moved.
Moved by Lastic, seconded by Shealy. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business is acceptance of your meeting minutes of June 18th, June 23rd, and July 11th.
Accept and place on file.
By Salido, seconded by Waddell, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications to City Council.
First, from the Auditor's Office, it's a statement of cash from revenue and expense for May 2025 and June 2025.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Lastic, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
Next, from the Auditor's Office, the check report by check number for May 2025 and June 2025.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
Salido, seconded by Waddell, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
And last, from the billing department, the billing adjustments for June 2025 and July 2025.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Waddell, to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. That concludes reports and communications. Anyone like to address council on agenda items? Anyone? Anyone? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, council committee reports.
I have the council roundtable from August 14th, 2025.
Motion to accept and place on files in order by Mr. Johnstone, seconded by Mr. Shealy. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Are we all up to date with meeting minutes of committee? Okay, awesome. Next order of business is presentation of this evening's legislation by the clerk.
Draft number 101-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of unused lands owned by the City of Niles to the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles, Ohio.
Motion for a third reading.
Second.
Johnstone, seconded by Salido for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Johnstone, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 101-25 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 104-25 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance amending Chapter 953.01, cremation of unclaimed bodies, of the codified ordinance of the City of Niles in part to update the following sections for cremation of unclaimed bodies.
Motion for third reading.
Salido, seconded by Dvorich for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Salido, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 104-25 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the second reading item?
Draft number 106-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance amending chapter 1507.01, payment of fire loss claims of the codified ordinance of the City of Niles in part to permit transfers of funds to assignees and declaring an emergency.
Motion for second reading.
Salido, seconded by Waddell for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Yes. Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido? Yes. 6 yeas, 0 nays.
If 106-25 has received its second reading, would the clerk please present first reading items on the consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 123-25, a resolution authorizing the mayor prepare and submit an application of nomination to be added to the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency Drinking Water Assistance Fund for program year 2026 and 2027. Program management plans to become eligible for funding assistance through loans for the Water Department lead service line identification and replacement purposes. Draft number 124-25, a resolution allowing the mayor to apply for federal congestion mitigation air quality funds programmed by the Eastgate Regional Council of Governments for the State Route 46 and State Route 169 quarter signal replacement project. Draft number 125-25, a resolution accepting the amount and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levy and certifying them to the county auditor. Draft number 126-25, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 127-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the Unappropriated Capital Projects Fund for consultant fees. Draft number 128-25, an ordinance approving the amended authorized strength for the City of Niles, repealing and replacing Ordinance 55-25. Draft number 129-25, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of monies from various accounts to the unclaimed fund 663 as several checks remain uncashed for more than 180 days. Draft number 130-25, a resolution indicating the services to be provided for certain territory proposed for annexation to the City of Niles upon annexation. Draft number 132-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the Unappropriated Light Fund for contracted labor. Draft number 133-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the Unappropriated Cemetery Fund for indigent reimbursement. Draft number 135-25, an ordinance authorizing the acceptance of the material terms of the National Opioid Settlement, authorizing the mayor to execute the subdivision participation form. Draft number 137-25, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for qualifications for the Stillwagon Sewer Project. And draft number 140-25, a resolution authorizing the contract with Environmental Design Group for the True Niles Signals Inspection Services.
Motion for first reading.
We need a motion to suspend on that.
Suspend.
Rescind that.
The motion to suspend by Mr. Lastic.
Second.
By Mr. Salido. Questions or comments? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Your consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Would the clerk please present the items for our first reading?
Draft number 131-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for Waddell Park Track Improvement Project and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
by Johnstone, seconded by Lastic for a first reading. Questions or comments?
Just clarification. We're talking about the track down at Waddell, correct, to get that the bids out and get numbers in to get that resurfaced. It's not just for any specific, not to drive, it's for the, everybody in the park to use, correct?
That's correct.
Well, that's not just for bids. It's entering a contract as well. Okay. Everybody's clear.
Mr. President, as it be subject to appropriation, council still needs to appropriate funding. There's no money appropriated, so we won't enter in a contract. We'll come back to council for the appropriation once the bids come back.
We're expecting that to be by the next meeting?
No. Still has to finish design and advertise for bid, which is three-week process.
Well, this just went a first reading, so this has to go two more readings, and then at that point it can go out for bid, as long as it passes by emergency, which would require five votes. If not, it won't go out for bid until the middle of October. Once the contract comes back, then I'll take that to council, and we'll appropriate the money for the contract when they submit the contract in response
to
the
bid. Have we enforced that rule on the suspension after readings for all ordinances? We have. So there's no ordinances that has gone through three readings that we've allowed delay and not acted upon it. An appropriation bill, there's no ordinance, none.
So it's not just the three readings. It's because of an emergency. Okay?
I understand the suspension rule, Phil. What I'm asking
So I'm going to answer your question. So as long as there was five that had approved it, then it passed by emergency. And very few have we ever had only passed by four votes, so that it wouldn't go into effect immediately. Any time that it only passed by four votes, it wasn't until it got published and 30 days passed before it could become effective.
So to repeat my question, there's been no ordinance that's occurred where we have not acted upon it prior to allowing it to lay for 30 days?
As far as I know, no.
And I'm going to piggyback on that. I am going to say that there is going to be issues if this becomes a delay or stall tactic. Myself and Mr. Johnstone, at the beginning of the year, had said with Public Grounds, we want that finished. We found time and we found need and we found urgency to get stuff that we feel might not have been as urgent as what we want. We want this done. We've been down there. I made it clear in January that this was something that I wanted done on the agenda. And we've talked about this. And here we are in August. And that's fine if we're going to go ahead and say we're going to go this process. But as Mr. Marino just raised, you know, okay, it sounds like, all right, we're going to do this and we're going to drag. I don't even want to say we're going to drag our feet, but I'm going to say this project needs to happen. We certainly have enough money. If we don't have enough money, we're doing something wrong. So we know we have plenty of money, and it's not always going to be, you know, I had to go through this about getting a restroom into Kennedy Park that finally got done that everybody wanted to wave their hand. It was a great idea after the fact. I'm not going to go through hoops and everything else to get something down that betters everybody down there, that gives access to everybody to use when we're going to put splash pad and other stuff down there. We have sports being used down there. We have general public down there using it. It's twisted your ankle and everything else. It's a long overdue process, and it's a very reasonable number. So I'm going to trust in the process that everybody is going to be above board, and we're going to get this thing done as it to be.
These aren't my rules. This is the Ohio Revised Code. So I'm not doing anything to delay the tactic. You shouldn't direct this at me. You need to direct that at council, because in order to pass it, you need to get six votes to suspend, and you need at least five for emergency.
Need to suspend. I'm fine with the four, as he did, to get it passed. That's all we need to get it passed. And the others, I'm sure they have time. They just want to, you know, in speaking to them, in the sake of transparency, we've always went with three readings. So I can respect that process going with three readings. All I'm saying is the process needs to happen. That's all.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment. What this project is largely based is going to be dependent on the weather. So what I'm worried about is that this is a tactic to stall until the weather has changed. So what I would like to encourage council is to be mindful, if you are in support of this, and we are doing the three readings, therefore you are in support of it. You're not in support of suspension, and that's your prerogative. I understand that. I have spoken openly about transparency and going to three readings. But if you're going to vote for the three readings, that means you're for the ordinance. Therefore, we need to keep in the back of our minds that this project is largely dependent on the weather. So we need to move forward.
And with, like, with what Mr. Johnstone is saying.
Wasik wanted to say something. Hang on.
And as you can see, it's auspicious, too, about the circumstances of this. And all I'm saying is we've got a lot done working together, and we've done this. And I'm not going to, you know, the weather and everything else. Well, yeah, it took this long. Now we've got to wait, and we're going to push it off. If they got to go out there with a snow shovel and get it done, we want to get this thing issued. So I hope that, like he said, everybody is cognizant of getting this done and understanding the weather change, and we don't need anyone to be disingenuous at best.
And as long as five or more vote on the third reading, then it can go into effect immediately, and then it's 2 to 4 weeks for bid from there.
You could also call special meetings if they so desire. Classic.
I just left the field probably 40 minutes ago and talked with Dino and Tracy said, yes, we want it done. We want it, you know, and again, we're not doing it just for them, okay? This is, it helps the Little Red Dragons and their future dragons on top of that, but it does give the general public the ability to go down and exercise and enjoy this. It appears that some and some more, and I don't throw stones, but more on the administration side are finding ways to stall and drag. I'm not going to throw stones yet, but if it comes out that way, I'll throw big stones.
Why are you directing this? I don't understand.
To be the mouthpiece for the mayor. So if you're going to be the mouthpiece,
you're going to be the mouthpiece. You keep directing this at me. I'm answering.
In the opinion of the chair, that's sufficient debate. Call the roll.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 131-25 has received its first reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 134-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the City of Niles to purchase park benches up to an amount of $15,000 and subject to future appropriations and declaring an emergency.
It's pleasure.
Second.
Moved by Waddell, seconded by Shealy for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 134-25 has received its first reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 136-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance adopting the updated public records request policy for the city and declaring an emergency.
Motion for first reading.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Lastic for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 136-25 has received its first reading. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 138-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance implementing sections of 3735.65 through 3735.70 of the Ohio Revised Code, establishing and describing the boundaries of the Niles Community Reinvestment Area in the City of Niles, designating a housing officer to administer the program, creating a community reinvestment housing council, repealing ordinance 4-06, and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Who made the motion? Moved by Johnson, seconded by Shealy for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Yes. Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
The draft just received its first reading.
Draft number 139-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance to create a TIF area pursuant to section 5709.40B of the Ohio Revised Code, declare improvements to certain parcels of real property located in the TIF area to be a public purpose and exempt from real property taxation, require the owners of those parcels to make service payments in lieu of taxes, establish a municipal public improvement tax increment equivalent fund for the deposit of those service payments, specify the public infrastructure improvements to be made within the TIF area that directly benefit those parcels, and approving and authorizing the execution of a tax increment financing agreement and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Johnstone seconded by Shealy for first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 139-25 has received its first reading. That concludes this evening's legislation. The next order of business, miscellaneous remarks by the audience. Would anyone like to address council? D.
I have a couple questions. Did we get a new electric rates on our electric bill?
The answer to that is yes, D.
Yeah, do you know how much it went up? Do you know how much it went up? All three of them went up? Did the garbage increase? I thought you made a contract with Republic Waste for...
No, it shouldn't have. The garbage rate shouldn't have went up, Mayor, right?
They did go up.
At that time. But that was that this year?
Yes.
Right now?
$8.33.
September 1?
Yes.
Approximately $1.50. It wasn't
$1.50. I paid 38.
I'm telling.
I'll bring my checkbook
Can I finish?
D, we don't need to see your checkbook.
Understanding, I will say this. There is like several different rates. You could have back porch pickup. You could have a senior rate. You can have a family. There's all sorts of different. I don't mean to step on your toes, but I think that's what you were going to say. Is that correct?
Correct. The base rate was an increase of, it might have been $1.50 at the most, at the very most.
Well, I paid my garbage bill. I paid $36.38 for it. I got a notice by Republic Services that I owed them another $8 and some odd cents. I mailed the check. I got my garbage bill yesterday, and now I'm paying $44.58.
I'd like to see you contact them and show, here's what my old bill was. Now, here's my new bill. Where is this $8 charge? Because unless
Doug,
it's like
I
you
did,
said, it's kind of a la carte. A senior gets a different rate.
You told me Niles got an increase. Is I did that. I do my homework before I come to council.
Hey, D, I have it right here. It's $5.19 increase a quarter. Okay, so if it's $8, I don't know where that other three is. It could be something you have added on your bill, like you're saying, a la carte wise. But the base rate increase per quarter was $5.19.
Another question. Why is the, bear with me. Why is the bike trail pavilion? You can't rent that unless you go through the mayor, but isn't that part of the parks department?
Not part of the parks.
Why do we have to go to the mayor? Because
it's a part of the city. It's not part of the park.
Do you know what that costs to rent that?
There is no rental for the bike trail. We do not rent the bike trail pavilion. It's open to the public. It's not for rent.
So if somebody wanted to do some kind of fundraising,
something. Hang on,
Dee. Would you like
need two more minutes?
Motion for 2 minutes.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Shealy. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Go ahead, D.
If somebody wanted to do a fundraiser down there, they can just go down there and do it? Or do they have to get permission through the mayor's office?
Well, Dee, we just, when you said that, because I just had conversation.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No.
Bill, did you want to say something?
So fundraising is covered under our NILES code 745, which specifically requires that any charitable or non-charitable organizations that are attempting to solicit funds from the public in the city must get a license first. The code section has a litany of lists of things that need to be complied with. Additionally, I believe it's we have no fundraising permitted on public property.
Then I don't know how to ask this. I have a 5103 because I do that with the veterans. But supposedly this weekend is going to be a fundraiser down there because I got a message that they wanted me to come down there and bring my crap.
Okay.
But I didn't know if you need, because she's asking for $10 or $20 a table.
I don't remember the cost, but, you know, please, whoever it is, tell them to contact the city, because if they're out there fundraising, you know, we don't want to send the police and shut them down for not having a license, okay? So.
And last but not least, Steve, you're doing a wonderful job in the city of Niles. I commend you on that.
Thanks, Dee.
Yep.
Anyone else? Anyone else? You have to hold, John, you have to hold the button up there, the little button, see it?
John Schuster. I want to address the speeding on West Park Avenue, and it's terrible. I live on the east corner of Hyde Street, and more than half the cars going down the road are going way over the speed limit. And there's nobody to put them in check. There's no police cars down there. And they're just going. I mean, they're flying. And every day, when Moomoo was here, I invited him down to my house one time to sit in front of my porch and have coffee and watch the traffic. He wasn't interested. But and I have one more concern. On the west side of Hyde Street, these people have dogs there. I think there's three of them. And if just anything moves, those dogs are barking. They're barking incessantly. And she won't do anything about it. I don't know why she can't put those dogs in the back of her yard, but you can't hardly hear yourself talk when those dogs are barking in my house, you know. And those are my concerns.
Bill would have answers on that. How does he address that?
I apologize. It is very difficult. What is this you said about a dog? Am I hearing it? Can you say it again? I could have a hard time hearing you.
Barking dogs.
Barking dogs? Oh, okay. Yeah, if you want to give me the address, I can say we have a ordinance that says no more than 5 minutes at certain times between the 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or something like that. And I can send a letter to say you got to stop the dog, but you got to give me the address. No longer than 5 minutes at a time. No, they can't bark for more than 5 minutes at a time. 5 minutes, yeah. So
that's in the daytime.
John, have you been down to see the law director? Have you been down to see him on this? Have you been downtown to see the law director?
I have not.
So on the I know the mayor wants to speak on the speeding, but on the barking dog, you know, reach out to the law director's office and make an appointment and go see him, and he can, that way you're talking in the office and all the background noise. You understand, because when I saw you sitting there, I knew that there had to be issues, because I haven't seen you in a long time. I looked at Nikki and said, man, I haven't seen John in a long time. This can't be good. So, but it is good to see you. But yeah, make an appointment to see Phil, and he'll take care of you. Mayor, I'm cutting your time off. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And John.
Hey, Phil's right there.
Yeah. I am. John, we'll get that to the police department traffic officer. We have our speed devices we can put up, and we'll
try to get some more enforcement on West Park.
Thanks, John. Good seeing you. Anyone else? Anyone else wish to address council? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, last order of business, miscellaneous remarks. Hope everybody had a nice summer. Welcome back. Mayor? And Dee gave you a compliment, Mayor. How about that? Man, that's a good thing. No, I'm kidding, Dee. Mayor?
Print those minutes and hang them on my fridge.
Actually, I was going to look around and make sure there wasn't some errant lightning bolt that came flying in here. I wasn't going to say anything. So,
the devil is cold.
I just do want to mention.
No.
I do want to mention real quick that our train bridge project is moving forward. I don't know if anyone had noticed all of the barrels on Robbins Avenue and Main Street. But the company ABPN is shooting for the week of Labor Day. It's probably going to be about a three-week project, a little bit more in-depth than going to Home Depot and buying a few gallons of paint and paintbrush. But I know Chris is working on a rendering we had gotten from the contractor, and he was going to try to get it up on the big screen. I don't see it quite yet. But if you do notice the barrels on Robbins and Main Street, that's for the bridge grading project. Again, two of the bridges that are attached to the bike trail is going to be painted as a part of the Niles Greenway Phase 4 bike trail expansion project. And again, the cost of that was $400,000, $300,000. Obtained through the state capital budget back in 2022. We had made an agreement with the county, with Trumbull County, to put back in our easement funds of $25,000, and the county commissioners pledged $75,000 to that project. So the Niles Train Bridge project, there is a little rendering, kind of hard to see, but should be moving forward the week of Labor Day and completed by the end of September.
Steve,
that's all I have.
Steve, if I could, very excited about this. I saw a lot of comments on Facebook saying, why isn't it bright red and why isn't there a big dragon? And not that we're against it, but could you talk on that just a little bit too?
Yeah, well, technically these bridges are not city owned. They're technically owned by Trumbull County. There is federal standard colors when it comes to painting bridges on the highways, the interstates, state routes. So this is a federal standard color, insignia blue, and it was one that was recommended by the contractor to last, to hold up in the sun since no shade on those bridges. So we are hoping with the entire process that is going to be done to DOT standard specification that we do get a substantial amount of time with these bridges. I know that the last ones, from what I'm told, the stories I've been told, were done in the 80s. Paint was funds were donated. Paint was donated. So I'm not sure what went on back in the 80s, but this is going to be done by a professional company, APBN, out of Camo, Ohio, and they specialize solely in bridge painting such as this all throughout the country, really.
Would it be possible, just exploring and asking, to the left of the Niles, potentially a red dragon there, and how big the cost would be to add that on there? Obviously, if it's something really extensive, it wouldn't be, but maybe it's something that's reasonable that, to Aaron's point, there has been several people asking, and it would brighten it up, being especially it's, what, two blocks from the high school, and it's Red Dragon. If it would be something that, without committing to, you could potentially look into and see if that's a possibility?
I know everything is set for the project. I know there was concern about the inside of the bridges, and Trumbull County did not want to act on anything further with it. But that is something that I could run up the flagpole.
Doesn't grow legs, it doesn't, but it's worth asking and see if it's something, and if it's a minimal cost, you know what I mean? Maybe it's after even that's done. Maybe it's something that gets put on addition to, or we take on, or just something that's, you know.
One of the again, only two are being painted. Genesee, Wyoming, privately owns the other two bridges. They are live tracks. We've had my first week in office in 2018 started having discussions with the rail companies about this. Spoke with state officials, federal officials, the chamber, the Port Authority, people from the Ohio Rail Development Committee, and the advice I got was to stop talking about this because you're not going to get anywhere. One of the suggestions or possibilities with the other two train bridges would be some sort of covering. That could be a possibility for the other ones down the road. Hopefully those conversations continue and Genesee, Wyoming is willing to work with us. As far as painting those other bridges, they've said no.
Well, that's
they're not going to do that.
Getting that alone is an improvement, but like you said, maybe a covering or something that's afterwards of some sort, just to, you know, brighten it up a little. But again, that's obviously a huge improvement. So,
Mayor, is that it, sir? Mr. Law Director?
Yeah, I'd like to introduce Abby Lavelle. She's assistant in the law department, waiting on her bar results, and she will be our next clerk of council in January. So.
I love the movie Taken. Good luck.
Nothing further. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm kidding. I'm really not. But 134 days. Mr. Service Director, but who's counting? Mr. Safety Director? Chief? Mr. Waddell?
Just real quick, real active summer in the city. Lots going on. A lot of new projects happening. I'm really excited to be back, and I'm looking forward to these things getting done.
Johnson?
A couple things I'd like to highlight. In late June, I think it was the 29th, they had a market at the Thomas House. It was so well received by the public. It was so well put together by the historical societies. Kudos to them. The only negative I can say is it was unbearably hot. So I'm excited to announce they are doing a fall market, and it's going to be on October 12th at noon. I'm very excited to see what they do, and I just wanted to help try to promote that in any way that I could. Also, keep in mind for council, the next CIC meeting will be September 25th. The time is still to be determined. I'll have that at our next council meeting.
You, sir. Mr. Shealy?
I just want to add, it was nice summer so far. Yes, it was pretty hot for a while there. But the kids were really enjoying that splash pad. That thing has been a hit. My grandsons enjoyed it quite a bit, so that's been a great addition to our park.
Mr. Vorge?
Comment.
Mr. Lasting? Alito?
Three things. Start out with the most serious. I received a message from Linda Marquet's sister saw on social media that Linda is in very serious intensive care type situation in the hospital. I don't know the specifics. It just said that she's using the word she posted was in critical condition. So don't know. And obviously she deserves her privacy, but as a former council person, citizen, and just a human, she also deserves a prayer for Linda, if everyone can keep her in her thoughts. Critical sounds pretty serious, obviously. And second thing is, I had discussion, and I don't know if he was ready for it today, but Todd had raised, Mr. Waddell, a good concern about the dock that we've put a lot of money into, or actually donated, but put a lot of time into it, I should say, and effort, and a lot of money was put into it. And I went down and looked at it 2 days ago, and his concerns are genuine. There is four-wheelers and motorbikes going up on top of it and doing Brodies and slowly wearing it down to where it's relatively new and it's going to be trashed fairly soon. And we had this done by a company that donated it the first time, and we probably wouldn't be that lucky again. And I know that the mayor was auspicious if this thing was going to get destroyed initially, and it looks like it's on that path for that to happen. So what I'd like to suggest with Mr. Shealy potentially is that he would call a committee, and I talked with Todd, he would call, and we would put an ordinance in place. And again, you'd have to catch the people, but we could put something in place because Todd had mentioned putting up bollards, but the mayor raised a very valid point that if you put up bollards, you're going to stop making it wheelchair accessible. Correct, Steve? And we obviously don't want to do that, but we could put up the ordinance, put an ordinance in place that says whatever, it's a $100 fine the first time if you're caught on this with a motorized vehicle or, you know, a motorbike of some sort. And that you should hope it's a deterrent, but if the police did catch them, then they have the ability to cite them as well. So A, you hope it's a deterrent, but B, it gives the leverage. So I don't want to run that committee, but I'd like to see Mr. Shealy, and I think I talked with Todd, and Todd, and that was kind of where you were leaning, if I was correct as well, right? So to get something in to preserve that dock that we spent a lot of time on to get it from just going up and destroying.
Has anybody met with the police chief? Have you met with the police chief? Yeah. So I like the idea of a committee meeting, but it might be who the three of you or whomever, whatever is not a quorum, to meet with the police chief and get his thoughts and input or whomever he assigns to address this for you, to give you suggestions on how to best approach it before you have your committee meeting. That way he's had an opportunity to speak to you and give you his thoughts and do a little bit of research. Just as a suggestion, sir. Well, I agree with that. However, with the police, you know, they have many protocols and policies and whatnot, and I just think, out of deference to our chief of police, it would behoove us to meet with him first, to express our concerns, allow him the opportunity to share with you and get a handle on what it is. Just a suggestion.
And, you know, obviously, I agree with that. It just, again, it's a deterrent. If somebody sees it and they go up and do that, then they are violating the law. So it does give them the ability, you know. So it's probably more of a deterrent than trying to, you know, we know they have better things and more time than trying to patrol a dock. I'm sure, I know, Steve, that's what you would say, right? But at least it's, you hope that some realize they're breaking a law to do it. And if the police do happen to patrol through and they see it, now they could cite them. Third thing we had was some of the benches. You know, Aaron and I had talked about potentially 15 of them being replaced, and I know the mayor had a plan that we decided to hold off on that until we did our mid-budget review, see where we're at, and I know that the mayor has some money in there to replace some, right, and figure out what a significant amount would be, or I should say a more acceptable amount without doing any hardships. That some of them are in pretty bad shape that would need to come down, and I don't know if you know, if somebody had purchased that and they're beat up as bad as they are, if some, you have the ability or authority to go take it down, which you may not want to do. So to talk about repairs or those things, it's as a, you know, we're going to get through the midterm budget and find out where we're at, and it would have been a very nominal cost at best. So but it's just something that, you know, the money that's being put into Waddell, Stevens, it's some of that's starting to look a little ragged. So I'm sure that we're always about blight and keeping it in place. So that being said, that's all I have.
But if I may, on the mid-budget review, council probably should keep in the back of its mind. I know that the administration has. I do talk to John and Steve. As you know, the state of Ohio, and the way the legislature is functioning right now, and some of the proposals could have far-reaching effects on property taxes. There's also the potential for a constitutional amendment. So when council looks at its appropriations and looks at spending into the future, you want to keep that in the back of your mind, because if some of these things come to be, they can have far-reaching effects very, very quickly on our ability to maintain services with regard to property taxes, income taxes, are a different matter, and we need to pay attention to the economy with regard to that. So when you have the mid-budget review, you might want to consider, and I suggest this regularly, is you might want to go back to regular finance meetings at some kind of interval where you're reviewing the finances of the city with the administration so that when things come up like benches and paving in the park and these things that are very, very important, that we have an understanding of the financial implications that are out there and how we're handling our funds, just as a, I don't want to lecture, but as a little bit of a, you know, something to keep in the back of your mind.
And, you know, before I do, one last thing, I don't want to drag it on too long, but do we have a really brief Reader's Digest synopsis of where we're at on the marijuana dispensary money?
From my understanding, the same we were last year at this time. The legislator has not come up with a means of appropriations. I know there was back and forth dialogue through the state budget bill that led to that issue being tabled. Right now, that money is all being rolled into a state account, and the legislator has not come up with a means of appropriation. So I can tell you fact that as of today, August 20th, we have not received one penny of that funding. I don't have projections of what that should be, but hopefully when the legislator comes back into session, they're able to work this out. I guess the positive was that they did table it and didn't strip it from the municipalities. They didn't adjust the thresholds. They simply tabled it. So from last year at this time to now, we haven't received any dollars through the state. And at this point in time, the legislator has not come up with a means of appropriations back to for reimbursement back to the host community cannabis fund.
So it's obviously unclear of what we'll get in the future, let alone if it's going to be back. We're going to get backdated what we would have had from January. That's obviously up in the air, too. Yeah, Mr. Marino.
Adjourns in order by Mr. Shealy, seconded by Mr. Waddell. All in favor, signify by aye. It's the ayes every time, James. It's the aye. All in favor, signify by aye. Means adjourned.